This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. The kink.com website Fucking Machines has made the idea of fucking machines both a hot fantasy to revolve a porn scene around and something people are curious about trying in their real lives. But of course, the average person doesn't have access to a tricked out dungeon in an armory in San Francisco. Well, that's where Motor Bunny and the Sibian come in. They are both sex machines designed for consumer use. Among the most expensive of all pleasure products on the market, they are large, vibrating toys that promise an entirely unique experience. And this show is dedicated to talking all about them. They have a bunch in common, so let's start there. Both products are the size of a big pillow. They are made in a half moon shape covered in faux leather, so you actually straddle the entire thing. There is a rotation rate of 0 to up to 160 rotations per minute, and the vibrations go all the way up to 6 or 7,000 RPM. Each one comes with an assortment of attachments, which you buy separately, and the attachments work on both. And they actually both have a very good manufacturer guarantee. The major difference between the Motor Bunny and the Sibian is the price point. The Motor Bunny retails for $899, and the Sibian retails for about $1,400. Although there are various sales and online right now, you can get it for $1,245. The attachments for both come separately and cost between $35 all the way up to $60. Both of these companies were kind enough to send me a sample of their machines to test out. Based on what happened, I actually collected enough audio to make it a whole episode. So that's what you've got. Speaking of unique experiences, today's show is unlike any I've done before. If you're a regular listener, you know the format is usually based around interviewing guests. But this time, I invited two of my close friends over, and we each tried out and talked about these sex machines. This is quite a departure from the usual. I've never done anything like this, so I'm feeling a little bit vulnerable. But I feel like women talking openly and honestly about our sexuality, our pleasure, our orgasms is a conversation we don't have very many opportunities to listen in on. As usual, you can let me know what you think about this show and others by emailing me at tristan@puckerup.com or calling our voicemail line at 323-SEX-8266. Let me set the stage for you. I invited my friends April and Devin over. April is April Flores, whose name you might recognize because she's been a guest on the show before. She is a 31-year-old Latinx woman who is an adult performer, model, and the co-creator of the websites fatgirlfantasies.com and fatflowermedia.com. You can find her on Twitter and Instagram at the April Flores. Devin is a 33-year-old person who identifies as non-binary and uses they and them pronouns. And then there's me. I'm not usually a subject of my own radio show, but in case you don't know, I'm a white 46-year-old queer femme. So we each took turns trying out different attachments on each machine, and we recorded the whole thing. First up was the Motor Bunny. Here's what the Motor Bunny says about itself. It's a straddle-style personal pleasure machine designed to deliver mind-blowing orgasms with or without a partner. You plug it in, choose an attachment, and hop on. Motor Bunny provides pleasure in ways you never thought possible. It rotates as it vibrates, or rather twirls while it buzzes. It safely puts you in control of every aspect of cowgirl-style sex, whenever you want it. We're convinced that providing an accessible alternative and a commitment to consistent innovation can change the sex lives of millions, and we're ready to prove it. Also, the Motor Bunny goes, quote, all the way to 11. The attachments for it are made of either silicone or TPE. TPE, or thermoplastic elastomer, is a thermoplastic polymer blend that can be manufactured into a range of textures. TPE is porous, so it can't be completely sterilized and it shouldn't be shared. So let's dive right into it and take a listen to what happened when I hosted my own sex machine party. So the idea here is, this is the like main saddle part. So this is like the flat piece where you put the attachments. There's two things. There's buzzing and twirling. So buzzing is the basic vibration. Twirling is when you have one of the dildos on it, it like moves around inside you. And then the other thing they recommend is that if you're gonna use one of the dildos, that you put in a rod. The hard rod makes it rock hard. The springy one gives it a little more give. This is a little double penetration.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Something in your ass, something in your pussy.
Yeah, that looks like
yeah,
the
so this looks
one.
Knobby.
Oh, right. That's your like,
I like, yeah.
I'm familiar with that.
I'm being drawn to this one.
Okay,
here.
So you're drawn to the sort of round headed one.
Yes, please.
It's like a cake pop on the top.
Right.
And then a shaft. Oh, and then this is if you want more girth.
Oh.
You can put.
We're like very interested all the time.
You can put it on one of these.
There's like so much variety here. I'm really loving it.
Okay, so I'm going to start so that I can then interview both of you. And my feeling is maybe I'll try the rabbity one. Okay, so I find this not that easy to put on.
Yeah, it's almost like the riser is a little too high.
What do you think?
I mean, that'll stay on.
It won't stay. It's not totally, like, locked on.
Okay. Like, Wait. Oh.
Is that good? Oh.
I hooked it up under.
Oh, you hooked it under the plastic.
Yeah, under the whole thing.
Okay. Okay, so I want to start with Buzz. I'm not sure about this twirl thing at all. Mm-hmm. It makes me think I'm not going to like it.
Oh. Do you want to put it in before you?
Oh, is that what I'm supposed to do?
I don't know if they're supposed to. But
oh, I could sit on it and then turn it on?
That's what, when I've used the machine, that's what I like doing.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Because then you
okay.
can kind of adjust with it in your body.
Okay. And now the bunny ears is pretty good lineup for me. That doesn't feel like it's vibrating very much at all.
Well, you have it on the lowest setting, Tristan.
Okay, wait.
What are the two controls for?
Okay, this one is just for vibration, like straight vibration. This is to move the dildo in you.
Oh, the swirl.
The swirl. Okay, that's better.
Tristan's about at a quarter of the...
Wait, I would say I'm at a third. It says it goes from 0 to 11. I would like there to be... I would like the bunny attachment part to be stronger than the part inside me, which I realized...
Like firmer or the vibration to be
vibration
stronger?
Vibration stronger, like a separate motor.
A differentiation between the two?
Yeah.
Now Tristan's at half speed. Tristan, looks like you like that.
That feels good. Okay, that's like more like...
She got very quiet.
Right.
And very focused.
Which is like horrible for radio.
But it's like I was just sort of like taking it all
in.
You're such like a
nerd.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that feels good. Okay. I mean, I don't think that I would... I'm not even a Hitachi person, so I can't imagine that like I would go near the 11.
Then we'll just wait and see.
Okay, should I try this twirl thing?
Twirl it.
Yeah, give it a go.
Give
just
it a
start
twirl.
we didn't put the rod in. Well, then it's not going to do anything. We've got to trade off and put the rod in. That's hilarious.
It was doing something. What do you mean it was doing nothing?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. Was it like really?
Oh, but I didn't feel it move. You're right. The spring is what's going to move it, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, back to buzzing. I just ramped back up.
Yep.
Okay. Get a towel. Okay, now we're going to twirl because we have the fucking spring in it. Okay. Leaning forward, I don't feel the twirl at all.
Really?
Like at all.
That's so
and
interesting.
And it's up pretty high.
It's at 11.
We'll so see. You have maximum twirl? Wow.
I don't know. Let me sit back. I don't feel that much of a difference with the twirl.
Interesting.
You should see their faces. They're just like curious.
Really, like very intrigued.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, I'm turning down the off the twirl. I want to go up on the buzz. Okay, you can hear that, right? Okay, I like that. Let me just. Oh my god. Okay, that's really.
Is that good?
The leaning forward is much better. More contact with the clip. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. What do you think about, like a 6?
Yeah, you're at like a 6 or 7.
I don't know why they're just giving numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
this goes from 0 to 11.
Okay, we're just gonna... I want to share.
I'm turning down the thing.
I'm turning it down. Okay. Okay, so I liked it. I wasn't like, oh my god, this is rocking my world. I would say that like I wasn't super, I liked the clitoral attachment. I wasn't super crazy about the phallic attachment.
We're going to take a break from the action and hear from our incredible sponsor, the Pleasure Chest. Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to tristan@puckerup.com. That's tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We last left the sex machine party while it was in progress, so let's get back into the action with me, April, Devin, and the Motor Bunny.
Get sort of comfortable.
Okay.
Does that feel comfortable?
Yeah.
So you like to sit straight up. It feels good sitting straight up.
Right now it does.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Oh. Oh my god. Twirl.
Mm-hmm. You like went right to like halfway on both
both of them. Do you feel like you have enough, because I had that little rabbit thing on my clit. Do you feel like you have enough contact with your clit?
I do, and I think the riser helped.
Let's go half.
Do it. Have these. Oh.
Yeah, once it starts with the noise, it feels like it kicks into a whole other gear.
Yeah. Woo. More twirl.
More.
Amazing. Okay.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. I like the twirl a lot.
You do.
Yeah.
She's almost at max. Are you? Yeah. At
you're
max twirl?
Are you like the like max twirl? Twirl?
Yeah. Max. And
what does the twirl feel like inside you?
It just feels like the twirl. I'm just getting more stimulation all around.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Now she's kind of riding it a little bit.
Oh.
Yes.
She's going like fully over the bench.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I'm gonna go.
You are?
I think so.
Are you gonna turn it up or are you gonna leave it at your like halfway point?
Let's go for it.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Oh god.
Get it, April.
Oh fuck.
Was that like a rolling orgasm?
It was like rolling and a lot of lead up and then like a nice climax. Not like a straight like rocket climax.
That was great.
She was so fast.
That was so hot too.
Oh my god. Devin is now giving the Motor Bunny a try. They have picked the attachment that has, it looks like it has two butt plugs kind of by the shape, but it has like a dildo and a butt plug. And they've chosen the firm rod, not the spring rod.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm kind of on here. I have the little one. I have the little one in my ass, and I have the big one in my pussy.
Okay.
And,
what are you going to start with?
I'm going to start. Oh, I'm going to start with the buzz.
Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Okay, how's it feel?
It feels good. It has a nice thuddiness to it, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Like the vibration is thuddy?
Mm-hmm. Like the Hitachi, you know, it just feels like it's less buzzy and more thuddy.
Yes.
Yes, true.
Yes, exactly.
Like there's weight behind it. It's not just
like a motor, like a mosquito or like a hummingbird.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No. It's more like the thuddiness. Okay, I'm going to start the twirl. Oh, that feels good.
And so you are kind of straight up and down on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what are you at?
I'm like low.
Oh, you're super low. Yeah,
the twirl is like maybe at like a two. And the buzz is like...
I like how it's 0 to 11, not like 0 to 10. Is it, they're like one more.
Go the extra distance.
Yes. I didn't even go up past... None of us have gone up past like halfway.
I went to 11.
You went to 11?
Yeah, both, I think.
Oh, God.
How's it feel?
It feels good. Like, I'm finding the nubs a little distracting.
Oh, the nubs on the
On the clitoris area.
Right, like the pad in front of the thing that you're.
I'm finding them a little, like, maybe I should put some lube on them.
So do you want to take the riser off?
Maybe, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, okay. I think we have to stop to do all that. So we're switching out the riser and see if that makes a difference because Devin's not crazy about the nubs.
I'm going to try the spring.
Oh, you're going to change the spring too. Okay.
I think I'm going to try the... Because it just felt like, a little hard.
A little too hard.
Yeah. And I'm going to put a little lube on the nubbins maybe because there might have been a friction issue.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. So I'm back on. I have the spring.
You have the spring.
Yeah.
And you have the low rise.
Yeah, the twirl is much gentler when there's a spring.
Oh.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's much more, the rod is much more, like, firm. I mean, it makes sense, but, like, it's, I feel like it's a lot more pressure with the rod than with the spring.
And more rotation, so a stronger rotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was at, like, maybe a quarter of the twirl before, and now I'm, like, at two-thirds of the way.
Okay.
I'm, like, at an eight.
Okay.
With the twirl.
What does it feel like?
Like, I'm getting a nice amount of sensation in my ass just from the little one that's vibrating. And then I'm getting good vibration on my clit now that the riser was a little lower.
Okay. What do the nubs feel like now?
Honestly, I don't notice them as much. Like, they're not... They're just not abrasive. Like, I feel like, before with the higher riser, it felt like they were grinding into me, and now they just feel like they're like a little bit there. Like,
and now you have lube on.
And now I have lube on them, so they're not abrasive. So I made the rotation go a little slower, so I can like feel it more.
Mm-hmm. You can hear it rotating.
Can you hear it?
It's just like.
Working.
Okay, we're going up on the bus. Broke a sweat.
How does it feel different from, say, if you had a vibrator, a handheld vibrator, that one part went in your ass, one part went in your pussy, and you had clit stimulation?
How does it feel different from that?
Yeah.
One, I would need too many hands to do that. I can do this with one hand and it's low effort. Like, because I'm getting really into DP right now, so I'll do my own little personal DP scenes by myself, and I'll have like a big dildo in my pussy, and then like a smaller one or a butt plug in my ass, and like to move the dildo in and out, like,
oh right,
it's hard, like,
right,
to have that sensation.
Manual labor. That's what I liked about this too. Like, I could focus on moving my body for my pleasure and not like balancing my hand and then the thing. Like lower involvement.
Yeah, and then the machine keeps going when you're orgasming, because sometimes if I'm orgasming, I don't remember, like, it's like...
Oh, to keep the
penetrating
motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seem good into it. That looks good.
It was great.
I need another second, and then I can get up. She can't get up, everyone.
Okay, so I like the motor bunny, but you need space to store these toys. They're not small.
Yeah. It's interesting, because they came neatly packed in a box, and one of them comes with a diagram about how to put it back in the box properly so that it all, like, fits. It's also heavy, which means it's really sturdy. Like, at no point do you feel like oh, this thing is going to like fall out from under me, or right. or even wobble. It doesn't even feel wobbly. It's super solid. But yeah, you do need kind of a place to store it, and it's not going to fit like under your bed.
So there you have it, our collective breathless review of the Motor Bunny. Let's take another commercial break, and when we come back, we turn our attention to the Sibian.
Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators' picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. After we tested out the Motor Bunny, which gave both April and Devin nice orgasms, then it was time for the Sibian. Let me read you a little blurb from the company. For nearly 30 years, Sibian has been the pinnacle of self-gratification for women. This precision device offers you the ultimate sexual experience time and time again. Its groundbreaking design redefines stimulation through the use of two fully independent vibration and rotation movements. Inventor and company founder Dave Lampert came up with the idea and got a machine shop to create the first prototype in the mid-1980s. Since then, it has evolved and become increasingly popular. You have the option to buy attachments made of a proprietary material called C-Flex or attachments made of silicone. C-Flex does not contain latex rubber, polyvinyl chloride, silicone rubber, phthalates, or polyurethane. The silicone attachments for the Sibian are non-porous, and those are the ones I recommend because you can completely disinfect them. They recommend you don't share the C-Flex attachments. Let's get to the big question. Can you actually feel a difference? Well, let's listen in and find out what happened when we tested out the Sibian.
Okay, we're unveiling the Sibian.
It already looks more fancy. It looks a little bit more like...
High-end.
High-end, totally.
Yeah.
Like the upholstery is a little nicely done.
Like the Naga High. Well, also you could choose a color. So I chose... but purple. But then it also comes with a little bench. The attachments are silicone.
And the attachments match the purple like base.
Yes.
Cute. Because we are about coordinating.
Oh yeah. Right? Definitely. Right. I mean, I see your bra strap and your hair and my panties and my hair.
Totally. Eyeshadow.
Eyeshadow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these two are super hot also.
How many attachments?
Like, they sent me like one of everything.
Awesome.
So, okay, so this one is a basic dildo with a pretty good sized nub in the front and the back. So I would say, like, you could hit the clit and you could hit the perineum. Okay, how do we describe that?
Whoa.
It's like a ball. It's like a big old ball.
But it's a ball on a...
On a wedge?
It's like a wedge. Like a slope.
Like a wedge. Like a slope.
Yeah. Well, would that go inside of you?
I don't think it can go inside. I mean, not... You know, anything's possible, but...
You feel like you more rest against it?
Maybe that's just for, like, the opening part.
Vaginal opening?
Right. Just to, like, tease yourself.
I might bite the bullet and try that one.
I imagine you would rest your clit here, and then the ball would be against the outside.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Because there's no rod. There's no space for a rod.
Yeah, that one didn't come with a rod, and there's no space for a rod.
Okay, yes, you have a good point.
Okay, this one is, I think, could be either vaginal or anal, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It has like a spiral on a, like a bullet-shaped dildo.
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a butt plug, kind of a teardrop shape. Put it in your ass or put it in your pussy. Okay, so this is the, like, straight up, I just want to ride slash hump slash rub myself up against, I don't want any penetration at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the nub. This is a cute one. That reminds you of your little cake pop again.
Oh, yeah, I'm like hard eyes for that one.
You're like, that's the cake pop. Okay, so, but this is interesting that I'm noticing for you, Devin, because you didn't like the nubs.
Yeah.
So this one has like a really raised, ridgy thing that you could like rub up against for sure.
Well, they're like a wave pattern.
Like a wave pattern. Yeah. But these don't have any texturizing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're smooth.
So you might like that. Now, this also comes with the rise, the high rise and the low rise. So I think it's going to all be a little bit different, but I guess we should try... You should start with a low rise.
I think so.
Because that's what you liked. I may just want to start with the straight up this. I want to see how that is. Just the no raised anything, no dildo. Just the clit.
These are like so high class.
Yeah, the silicone feels nicer to the touch.
Yeah.
Like it's more velvety.
I agree. It's smoother. We're going to wash. So these are... like I said, easier to clean. We can just wash them with hot water and it's bacterial soap.
Yeah, I like how they're kind of pearlized purple.
It's pretty, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very pretty. April said the same thing when you laughed.
Yeah. She was like, these are really pretty.
Okay, guys. Clean. Let's go. Okay, so this, where I'm trying the one that looks like, we can't really describe it. It's not supposed to go inside you, but it's really raised. It has this round ball. I'm gonna see.
I feel like, Tristan, that slope part might cause suction on your clit.
Oh.
Hopefully.
Mm.
Hmm. Oh, see, this is gonna... This will get you, like, more surface area.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
More sort of, like, bang.
Oh, it sounds smoother.
Oh.
Oh.
What's fascinating?
It's moving more. Do you see it?
Yeah. Like it has more forward and backward motion?
Yeah.
You look super sexy on that.
Yeah, no, it's like a different, it's not just vibrating. There's some motion to it, which I guess with all the dildos might feel good too. Once you have the ones that penetrate you inside, you're not supposed to get off them and on them while it's on. Says that in the book.
So you don't spin yourself off?
I guess it's a safety. It's like physics.
It's science.
Yeah. It's science.
Physics.
Okay. Okay, but now I want to try like sort of sitting on it. I like a lot of pressure on my clit, so I think I like this one.
Tristan is leaning forward on a little bench. Leaning elbows. Is that like a third vibration power?
I think sitting up is the way to go on this one.
Mm. You can't really feel the divot?
No, I can feel the divot. It's very subtle. So it's like I don't feel that much vibration like at my opening.
Okay, that feels really good. Kristen is blushing so hard.
Oh my god. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That feels good.
Fuck.
hard time thinking because all the blood is rushing to your clitoris.
If you don't like a lot of pressure on your clit, you won't like this. But I do. It's really good.
You want it up higher?
A little higher. Tiny bit. Oh my god, okay, I do have to take my glasses off. Okay. Okay, but now I swear I want something inside.
Oh, do you want to swap out the attachment?
Okay, swap.
Sorry, Tristan.
Okay, let's take a deep breath. Oh my god.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh my god. I guess I'll try the one with the ridge.
Oh, you were really enjoying that.
That was really. But then I wanted something. Mm-hmm. You know that feeling?
Inside.
Yeah. Okay, so you're on it. You have the spring rod in there. No riser.
No riser.
And you have the little cake pop attachment with the ridges.
Okay.
So now I can do rotation if I want.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's totally enough clit. How did I think I could narrate this? Okay.
Do you want me to ask you questions, or do you want me to help you? Do you want some rotation?
Yeah. Okay. Let me see what the rotation feels like.
Okay. So
I'm gonna sit back up.
It's a little rotation. You feel it?
Oh yeah. Oh.
Tell us what's happening.
I like that. Okay. I'm making a face. You can't see my face.
Her eyes got really wide.
Okay. This rotation, so maybe the rod wasn't, I don't know. This rotation feels really good.
Tristan is becoming speechless.
Well, I wonder too if the silicone conducts the vibration better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now the stop, talk to the hand side.
Oh, yeah.
Hand is up.
Oh, my God.
She has a gleam in her eye.
Oh my god. It's like the G-spot stimulation is really, when you turn up the rotation, it's like real. Fuck. Fuck.
She's turning up the vibration.
There we go.
Oh. My god. Oh. Fuck.
Her brow's furrowing. Wavy hands.
Okay. Oh, and then if you do a Kegel exercise or two, that's really intense. Okay, wait. I'm just gonna see how. Oh, fuck. That was different than the bunny for me. Yeah.
You can chill out for a minute. You just had a very intense experience.
Fuck.
Would you like touches?
Yeah, okay. Wow. That's what you guys felt on the other one?
Like when you come, it's at a certain point, it's it gets more intense and more intense, and then all of a sudden it's it's gotta come on.
No, I know.
It's gotta stop.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how I felt. I was like, ah, no, no, no. It's still moving! Help me! Okay. Oh.
I apologize for breaking in, folks, but there have to be commercials so we can pay the bills. And of course, we help pay those bills with the generous support of the Pleasure Chest. Go to thepleasurechest.com and find out all about their amazing products, their fantastic in-store events. And you can go to a page that I curated with my very favorite toys on it. Stay tuned for the final segment and see how we fared on the Sibian.
Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their Educators Picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at PuckerUp.com. That's Tristan at PuckerUp.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. To recap, I invited two of my friends, April and Devin, over for a night of testing out two sex machines, the Motor Bunny and the Sibian.
April's been holding her attachment in her hand the whole time.
We're connected.
This one is really interesting. It's the one with the two like little mountains on either side, which I think is for clit stimulation and a little perineal stimulation.
I'm already salivating. Ooh.
Circle's kind of like grinding on the Sibian.
How is it? You know, I'm trying to like find the rhythm that we had before.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't mind these attachments to be longer.
Longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if I want to start, like, you know, going up and down, fucking myself, it might pop out. Because it popped out on the bunny.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh. How's the clit contact?
It's good. It's nice. Yeah, I like the...
So you're leaning over.
Yeah.
You like to lean over.
Is there, like, perineum stimulation? At the opening of your ass.
Yeah. I guess there's a little bit. It's just at the opening. Maybe because I'm like leaning forward. I don't like sitting up. The vibrations are stronger on this.
That's another thing. You can click it with one click rather than turning down the dial.
Yeah, that is nicer on this.
It's a kill switch.
And then it stays at your setting.
Is this a case, again, I learned this from L. Chase, where you need more length if you have a bigger body?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Maybe that's okay.
You got to ramp it back up again?
Right. through forever.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
Amazing. Was that like multiple orgasms or was it one rolling one? Awesome.
It was like both rolling and multiple.
Okay.
Well, that was amazing.
That was amazing. I also just want to note she was on there for 11 minutes. I mean, I don't like to measure these things, people, and I hate when it's like, I take too long to come. I don't take long enough to come. Whatever the fuck it is. But just so you get, because we're going to edit this and you're not going to get a sense of time. Just want to get a sense of time. Okay.
So what's the price point on these things?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that the Motor Bunny is much less expensive.
Oh. Well, I think, you know, if that's your budget, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
I am still feeling like aftershocks from the sedan.
Right.
Which I didn't feel from the bunny.
Well, it felt, I don't know how to describe it, but it felt more like it, the vibration like went through my entire body.
Yeah.
In a different way than it did on the Motor Bunny. Like the vibration was really intense. This is the longest one, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of girthy.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's the longest and girthiest of all the attachments we got.
Right.
Yeah. Vibrating. Okay. Yeah, it's vibrating.
Oh yeah.
Decided in the middle, like I wouldn't ask her any questions because she was like having a very sort of like internal experience. And I was like, I think we should have commentary later.
Right.
In this particular case.
It was a beautiful moment.
It was gorgeous.
Thank you. My heart is pounding so fast.
Okay, so tell me what felt different, what that was like.
I think the intensity, like, it has more of that, like, it feels like the motor, I mean, it feels like the motor might be stronger, but it'd be interesting to try it blindfolded and not know which one it was. Mm. But I feel like the motor on the Sibian is stronger.
I felt that too. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
I feel like I like the texture of the silicone toys better.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting, I kind of missed having the little nubbins. I was not a fan of the nubbins at first, but like I was like, oh, that's really, the front of it's really smooth where my clit is. I like the depth and the thickness of the attachment that I had. I wish it had like, because I've used like different attachments on this where it's like had a ball on the end and it's more G-spot stimulation. Mm-hmm. This is more like conical and straight.
Yeah.
Almost like bullet shaped. But man, it's just like it just gets you there and it kind of ramps you up. It felt like it was going up and up and up and up and up and then it like topped out, but it was still feeling really good, but I had to stop. It was like, I need to stop because I'm shaking. Like, it's time for me to stop. But like my knees were like, and like my body was shaking and like, it's just like super good. Waves of pleasure, really nice orgasm. It was great.
The orgasm just felt really deep in my body for me. Just because also the vibration felt somehow stronger, deeper, something.
Yeah. It had like more force behind the vibration. Like it was more weight behind the vibration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get up. Off
yeah, the Sibian gave me aftershocks, for sure.
Yeah. You were feeling them. Like, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But the Motor Bunny is not no slouch. Like, it's not...
Right. I loved it.
No. I think if you're on a budget... It's really good. I don't know why I like the Sibian so much better. The silicone I liked better. The vibration I liked better. Mm-hmm. My attachment on that was better.
Well, in closing, I think that they're both winners. Just choose whichever your budget allows.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like they both deliver on what they say they're going to do. And the splurge, you know, on Sibian gives you... nicer material, stronger motor, I think better attachments.
And the controls, it has a kill switch each one so you can stop it without turning the dial down.
Right.
Good point.
It's like amazing because it feels so good, so good, so good, so good, and then it's enough. Like you want more, 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 and then it reaches like this critical mass where you have to stop.
Well, vibration is so powerful. There's nothing else like it.
There you have it, our experience with the Motor Bunny and the Sibian recorded in real time as it happened. Thanks again to both companies for providing me with these toys. Of course, I will use both of them again and again, and definitely share them with even more of my friends. You can find out more about the Sibian at Sibian.com and on social media, on Twitter at Sibian and on Instagram at Official Sibian. Motor Bunny is at motorbunny.com and is on Twitter and Instagram at Motor Bunny. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Special thanks to April Flores and Devin for going on this little adventure with me. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, who actually did double duty this time and also edited this episode. Tough job, Cooper. Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the show. Until then, you can get me on Instagram and Twitter at Tristan Taramino, on Facebook at Ask Tristan, and of course, all over the internet, or that's what they tell me anyway. In the meantime, take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.